Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Leila Aliyah. Let's get started. Hello, my wellness explorers and my math astronauts. This episode is very dear and true to my heart. I am very proud to talk to you about my ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Basically, just too bouncy, get distracted easily, squirrel type, you know, I can't do one thing at a time type situation. And I'm here to talk to you about how I'm able to manage it without medication. A lot of people have asked me, and a lot of my clients actually have shared with me that they have ADHD. And when I share with them that I have ADHD, it just creates this level of relief for them to know, like, okay, you're not alone. And I will say this, you know, I'd love to share with you how I manage my ADHD and how I'm able to overcome it because I was on medication. In fact, I would just like to give you a brief history as to how I found out I had ADHD. So I was in college at Purdue, and I was struggling with my exams. I wasn't able to, like, absorb material. So it wasn't because I was hyper. It was because I wasn't able to register and, like, receive the information well, and just it didn't click really fast compared to other students. And I would study so hard, and I would just, like, bust my butt all over the exams. And, like, people who are listening to this that went to school with me, like, you remember how I was just studying all the freaking time. All the time. You guys remember how much I was studying all the time. And some of you guys even remember my panic attacks. I even had one friend help me get out of the testing room into the restroom because I could not breathe. So I developed testing anxiety because when I would take the test, my mind would blank. I would completely blank. And then I'm hearing pencils and flipped pages and calculators like punches. It was horrible. It got to the point where my ADHD was out of control, and I didn't know I actually had it until I got tested for it. And I did a thorough 8-hour test broken down into different time slots, not all together. And they ended up finding out at my third year in college at Purdue, they were like, you have ADHD and you also have dyslexia. And we highly recommend you take medication. This makes sense why you've been struggling, why you've been, like, you're working your butt off, but it's not showing in the grades. And it's causing you to have problems. Because at that point, I was struggling so much with retaining information that I ended up in academic probation, meaning that I failed classes. My GPA was so low that I was under academic watch to decide if I should stay in the program. And I wasn't even accepted into engineering yet. It took me 3 years at Purdue to get into the engineering school because of my GPA. So once I found out that I had ADHD, I took the smallest dosage of the medication and I was like, well, I wasn't excited. I was not happy about taking medication. But when I did take, like, the lowest dosage, like 5 milligrams of, I won't say names, but just I took 5 milligrams. And I'll never forget, I was in class and it was the first time I actually understood the lecture. And I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. Like, I get what they're saying. So I was really happy with taking the medication, but the downside of it was I'm also pre-diabetic, or I would say hypoglycemic is a better word. I have diabetes in my family. So my blood sugar drops a lot and I have to constantly eat. And the downside of the medication is it suppresses your appetite and it affects your sleep. So I actually lost 15 pounds, a very unhealthy amount of weight at a short amount of time due to the fact that I actually had no appetite. So here it is. I'm taking this medication. It's fixing this one flaw, but then it's freaking messing up everything that's going well in my life, like social skills, sleep skills, everything. And it's causing this domino effect of problems. So I did start off with acupuncture. And I will say that acupuncture really helped me stay calm. And I went from taking 4 pills a day to 4 pills a week to the point where I took only once a week. So I saw my body significantly reduce as I was applying that practice as well. I'm a huge believer in acupuncture. There is a science behind it. So the point of this episode is to share with you how was I able to manage my ADHD without medication. So fast forward a couple years later, 2013, it all came down to this moment where I had graduated from graduate school and I'm on the stairs and I had taken a dosage amount and I was sitting on the stairs and I'll never forget this. My mom was downstairs looking at me, just trying to calm me down because my hands and my legs were shaking. I had not eaten the entire day because I forgot. I was so focused on my work and I was just at that. It was like so late past the point of eating and you just like, I feel like my body was stripped of all the nutrients that I just didn't have any energy to get up. And I just said to my mom, like, I've got to do something else about this. This is not healthy. I'm too young to be having these symptoms. And my face is pale. My mouth is dry. It was horrible. So I decided to do this, stop taking medication. But I couldn't do it cold turkey. And so what I ended up doing was I ended up exploring the holistic route of treating my ADHD. So what I did was I started off with acupuncture, and then I started focusing on eating whole foods and really focusing on working out. And so fast forward today, it's been 10 years, and I'm able to really, I feel like I'm doing a great job mitigating my ADHD. I still have those moments of being bouncy, aka Layla. I'm not going to lose that part of my personality. I don't want to ever lose that again. And I don't want you to feel like you have to lose a part of yourself to get a piece of yourself to be fulfilled. You can make this work if you're willing to put in the time and dedication. Yes, medicine can just fix the problem and patch it up, but I wanted to actually like grow out of it. I wanted to be healed from it to the point where I can manage it myself. So this is what I did to help me really manage my ADHD. So number one, the first thing I did was I got into decluttering. Tidying up, decluttering, minimalism, essentialism, is whatever you call it. And I would say that that was like a big eye-opening experience because I didn't realize I had so much clutter. And that was causing me to get distracted a lot. And by doing that, A, I learned a lot about that. I realized I was an impulsive spender back then. I just took on so many projects that I never could finish. I was adding too many unfinished things on my bucket list, and it was leading to disappointment and discouragement and lack of confidence. So the moment that I, you know, after I got married and I realized that this was something that was holding me back, I need to either finish what I started or just say, like, that's it. I didn't finish it, move on. So decluttering and tidying was what was huge for me. That it led me to actually create my own method of decluttering and even up to digital minimalism. Hello, Wellness Explorers. Have you ever noticed that even though your physical clutter could be under control, but your digital clutter could be out of control, and that's still getting in the way of your ability to focus and think clearly? Well, you are not alone, because I'm definitely one of those that struggles with digital clutter. And from that, I was able to create my own step-by-step process on how to go through my own digital minimalism journey. And I'm happy to share with you a freebie that I created for you to implement if you were struggling like I did. So it's basically a questionnaire system, and it gives you step-by-step questions asking you how you would go about decluttering. And think of it as me being by yourself, helping you go through each item and deciding whether this is something you should delete or you should keep. Because believe it or not, digital load is real, and it is like a cloud hovering over your head and it's weighing you down. So let's lighten the cloud load, I like to say. So go ahead and check out my digital minimalism freebie. It's under the resources tab on my website, laylaolliott.com. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. It's something I'm very proud of, and it's been a huge game changer for me and a lot of my clients. So let's get back to the show. So that was number one, was tidying and decluttering and really just paying attention to the amount of clutter I had around me to avoid distractions. Number two, which was huge, this was the beginning of my nutrition journey, actually. that led me to do what I do today as a nutrition coach and as a math coach. Specifically for nutrition, I started eating whole foods. I stopped eating the processed foods, the artificial dyes and processed elements that would cause me to have that brain fog, and it would affect my receptors from working. So I'm not going to go into details because I'm not a doctor, but I will say this, like when you eat cleaner foods, you have a cleaner and clearer mind. And what I have learned is that when I eat something that's highly processed, my body is breaking that down so much that my ability to think clearly is reduced. And especially with things like energy-wise, like if, you know, let's say I had a power drink. Okay, I'm packed with caffeine and lots of boosters in the drink. But then the moment that it wears off, I am just not able to focus clearly. And it causes this instability of So by eating whole foods, I noticed that it was helping my brain and my mind, my body, to absorb material better over time. It took time for it to kick in, by the way, all of this stuff. So it's not an instant change, but some of this stuff can make an instant difference, just like I like decluttering did. That's actually how I met my husband. I lost my keys because I didn't know where they were. Because I kept losing things, and that was the reputation I had. And that was like, you just lose things all the time. I don't even know how you lost it. So now my way of losing things is significantly reduced. Number three, organization. This method of organization is something I'm very strict about. People call me OCD, which is not fair. It's not a fair diagnosis. But I am obsessively, compulsively obsessed about being organized. Everything needs to have a place. Everywhere has to have a home. I would say I have to thank Marie Kondo for this because every item has to have a home. That's what she talks a lot about. But also one thing that I've noticed is that reducing my clutter, I was able to organize the item better, and knowing where they were led me to be able to have the right tools to be organized, not feeling like I had to buy a bunch of bins and stuff them with stuff. That's not organization. That's just putting a Band-Aid over it. I dived in and really dissected my organization. When I got married, I didn't realize that I had three things of everything. Like I had three things of the same, let's say pants, the same shoes. And it wasn't anything interesting. It was just the fact that I had too much of the same stuff because I kept losing it. And so then when I would find it, I'd be like, oh, I already had that. And that's how I was starting to waste money. And then the fourth thing that I got into was working out more. And working out, I realized by having this ability to focus on something for a lot, like a short amount of time, like a 45-minute cycling class, my day was so much more productive because I trained my mind to do something still and not think about anything else, that it created this muscle memory to be able to apply to other things. Okay, I work out 6 days a week, not every day, maybe five, but I do give myself breaks. It's important. When I do work out, I notice that I'm able to work my brain out better, my mind better. And the last area, which is something that I have recently dived into more and more, and I hate to admit this, is sleep. I would say I'm a night owl when it comes to physical, being up physically, but I am not a night owl when it comes to like mentally being focused and doing work. So imagine if I'm sleeping late, that means my morning routine is off. My mental capacity of being able to focus is shot right away when I wake up. So I'm a morning person mentally, but I'm not a morning person when I become a night person physically. So it's something that I've been working on, and I've noticed a difference in the last couple weeks. And when I get a good night's rest, oh, my day is so much more productive. So by applying these holistic methods, which is decluttering, which equals a tidy home equals a tidy mind, you know, eating whole foods, being organized, developing an organizational method in your life and your routine, in addition to working out, and last but not least, sleep, I have been able to manage my ADHD significantly. Like I said, I no longer take medication. I make sure I eat the right foods, and I'm able to be a focused person. I will also tell you this right now. I do not drink coffee. I'm naturally caffeinated. But if I am to drink something caffeinated, I have matcha because it has the caffeine and the theanine that, A, lets me to be alert, but the theanine helps me stay grounded and calm and focused. So kind of like what the monks used to do, they would have a bowl of matcha before they dived into hours of meditation and prayer. So for me, it's been a huge difference that if I'm taking something caffeinated, I need to make sure I'm having something that will keep my glucose levels leveled so I don't dip and then I get drained and then I get distracted and I get agitated. So always keeping that in mind is ideal. There are methods as to how you can really manage your ADHD. You just got to really put the time into this. If this is something that you're really passionate about, and you want to talk to someone about this and this is resonating with you, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to have a call and discuss how you can manage your ADHD on a holistic level through proper tools and techniques that I just shared with you. And also, for those that are choosing to take medication, but maybe you want to reduce your medication, definitely talk to your doctor about this as well. I'm not trying to advocate no medication. I'm just trying to share with you what worked for me. Now, if you are interested in trying to reduce the amount of medication you're taking, like you're taking such a high dosage that it's affecting your health, and you want to kind of like lighten it out, you can combine the two. First, talk to your physician about that. But secondly, and most importantly, is it does not hurt making these holistic changes. It's actually going to help you. I have not heard of anyone talking about negative side effects from being more organized and eating whole foods, for example, and working out and sleeping. So I do feel like my method is very healthy and safe. And like I said, it has helped me successfully get off of medication without feeling like I have to have this pill to be able to function during the day. But anyways, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope this gave you value. I would love to know what things you have done holistically that has helped you with your ADHD. Anyways, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential. If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.